This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare. As we know it, for more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're visiting with expert on the new Physician's Insight tool and family physician at Central Ohio Primary Care in Columbus, Ohio, Dr. Kristen Oakes. Dr. Oakes also serves as COPC's Agilon Health Medical Director. And Dr. Oakes, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us and looking forward to hearing more details on the Physician's Insight tool. So for starters, how and why was the Physician Insights tool created? Let's start there.
So the Physician's Insight tool was developed so that we could provide practicing physicians with insights on what's happening in their panel of patients, particularly their older patients that are more likely to have health problems, really so that they can understand what's happening, what needs to happen with the group of patients that, belong to their panel. It was developed by, with practicing physicians and then Agilon medical director physicians and data analysts. And I will tell you that it was developed, it rolled out. We've been using it now for a little over a year and continues to be improved and iterated upon.
Now, how did Central Ohio Primary Care work with Agilon Health to develop the platform, and how did the partnership form? Get into some of those details.
Well, it goes way beyond Physician Insights, the tool. Central Ohio Primary Care was the first physician partner with Agilon. So a lot of what we do in this, model of care was developed together as the large physician group who was the initial partner with this Agilon platform. So, I think, to answer the question, it really is these are the sorts of things a practicing physician would need in order to care for impaneled patients and really sort of get our arms around the people who need the most care. And so sort of built from the ground up with input from Central Ohio Primary Care physicians.
Now, even taking that further, Dr. Oakes, what standards of care does the Physician Insights tool measure? I'm sure some information and feedback on that would be great for the audience.
Well, some of it is, I guess, understanding who do the health plans think you're supposed to be taking care of. I think all of us, people we see frequently or people you'll have I wonder what's happening to that person right now. I saw him a month ago. I wonder, but then you don't remember everyone, right? So having sort of idea around who are the people that I'm meant to be caring for, number one, and who else is taking care of them? What other care are they accessing? So, for example, there might be someone that you're like, gosh, I wonder if I'm still their doctor. And you see, oh, yeah, we are still their doctor. And it looks like they're getting a lot of care elsewhere. They're seeing a cardiologist, and they're seeing an orthopedic surgeon. And, oh, my gosh, they had a hospitalization that I didn't know about, or they've been in the ER a lot. So it's kind of getting that information to the physician. Or imagine, say, a healthier patient who maybe you see once a year for a wellness visit, but it can help you see, oh gosh, that person's due for their mammogram, or they need their colonoscopy, or it doesn't look like they're taking their statin. that kind of information is also helpful. So I guess the way I think about it is there are people that are getting a lot of care who need a quarterback for that care, and it helps the primary care physician sort of be that person, understand all of the care that people are getting. And then there are people who might need care, who we know from historical data have significant health conditions that require frequent monitoring, and maybe they're too sick to come in and haven't been getting any care, so it lets us outreach to them. And then thirdly, it kind of helps us keep those healthier patients healthy by outlining what preventive measures are lacking.
Data and information within the healthcare space is so important, and this Physician's Insight tool sounds pretty awesome to me today. We're speaking with an expert on the new Physician's Insight tool and family physician at Central Ohio Primary Care in Columbus, Ohio. Dr. Kristen Oakes here today, and she also serves as COPC's Agilon Health Medical Director. She's joined us here today on the Health Radio's Healthcare and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Oakes, how are you using the tool to help your physicians improve the quality of care they provide, and how does it provide opportunities for improved performance?
Well, as I kind of alluded to earlier, you can use the tool to find out where there's gaps in care. So previously, you know, there's a variety of ways of kind of, you know, keeping track or getting lists from health plans or from your EHR. And this is kind of a way to accumulate all of those lists together. Additionally, it might allow you to, we could look at our Central Ohio primary care physicians on the whole and see like, oh gosh, this person has patients who are going to the emergency room much more frequently than another physician. You know, we can sort of like find the mean and look at people who are outliers and then say, hey, listen, it looks like your patients are going to the emergency room a lot. What are your processes in your office around getting people in for acute care? And then work with them on the best practices. You know, there's another practice, you know, in the same geographic location as you who perform really well here, and what here's what they do. So it's kind of, it allows you to look for people who are outliers, say in, you know, could be, it could be, you know, disease-based, or it could be like, you know, on some chronic condition, or it could be on just overall hospitalization, ER utilization, specialty referrals. We can look at even like low-value tests. Someone who orders a lot of low-value tests, we could, you know, call that out. And then it allows a conversation around those specific opportunities.
Collectively, how does the Physician's Insight tool benefit the patient? Let's look at that into the spectrum.
Well, I think in general, most patients regard their primary care physician as their doctor, their main doctor, right? And we know that the best care happens when there is someone who is coordinating the care, who, when we have a primary care physician as sort of the quarterback of the team, we know that that is how we know from, you know, outcomes that is best for patients. So I think the way I look at it is at, you know, patients want the best care and they want their physician to know about all of the care that they're getting from and where they're getting it from. And, you know, people choose physicians because they want a really good doctor who's going to give them the best care. So this tool just helps enable, I think, all of the things that patients want. And I often think, too, that when we have waste in healthcare, that waste is patient suffering. So, you know, it helps us identify where there may be waste and overutilization or underutilization of care. Waste is both of those things. So I think PCP Insights, the Physician Insights tool really helps us identify those types of things. Really helps us bubble wrap those sick patients as well. And I think when you're sick, that's what you want.
Dr. Oakes, we really do appreciate what you do and for joining us here today. Really appreciate all the details here on the Physician's Insight tool. Lastly, how will this new platform make a difference in healthcare delivery going forward?
Gosh, well, my hope is that we're going to really transform the way primary care is delivered going forward, where, you know, it's really clear who your patients are, what is happening to your patients outside of your office, and really letting the primary care physician get a hold of all of that and really truly manage the care in their population.
Dr. Oakes, again, we certainly appreciate your visit with us here today on behalf of your practice at Central Ohio Primary Care, partnering with Agilon Health. Where can listeners get further details per the conversation?
They can go to our website, which is www.agilonhealth.com, A-G-I-L-O-N.
And of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast, as we always do. Dr. Oakes, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. We've been speaking with an expert on the new Physician Insights tool and family physician at Central Ohio Primary Care in Columbus, Ohio, Dr. Kristen Oakes. She also serves as COPC's Agilon Health Medical Director. And for further details, visit agilonhealth.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.